Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from this powerful scripture of the book of Psalm, chapter 31 and verses 23 and 24. Psalmist writes, O love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints. Praise God. Mighty brothers and sisters, J. Austin wrote, Blessed be thy love, dear Lord, that taught us the sweet way, only to love thee for thyself, and for that love, obey. My dear brothers and sisters, secular songs and romantic expressions abound on this day of February 14th. For the Christian, a hymn about love is also appropriate for Valentine's Day. And there is no sweeter expression than the beautiful hymn that you could say, I love thee, O Lord, my Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus, I love thee. Praise God. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, for the early Christians, February 14 was a special day. Tradition tells us that a man by the name of Valentine was a Christian doctor who went about doing good deeds wherever he could in imitation of his master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Valentine became a good friend and helper to the Christians who were being persecuted by the cruel powers of the Roman Empire. It is believed that the good doctor was eventually imprisoned because of his loyalty to his fellow followers of the way. After he was beheaded on February 14, that day was observed each year in Valentine's honor by the early Christians. As time went on, however, Valentine and his deeds of kindness were forgotten, right? Because February was near the beginning of spring. With its feelings of romance, the day became a secular holiday celebrating romantic love. Tokens of love and affection were given to sweethearts and friends, starting the custom that we still practice today. My dear brothers and sisters, Dr. Valentine gave his life for his fellow Christians because of his deep love for Jesus Christ. We too can express our love for the Savior and simply stated yet profound words, but how much I love thee, my actions will show. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible records in Deuteronomy 6:5, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and serve him, and do not depart from his command. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20, it is written, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Hallelujah. So, my dear brothers and sisters, on this special day, dedicated to expressions of love, we can make it truly a holy day by declaring our love for Jesus Christ and by sharing his love and concern for others. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Lord, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we honor you, we adore you. And above all, Lord, we thank you that you are the one who loved us first, and then only we loved you back. And I pray above, Father God, today that you'll fill our hearts with agape love. You'll fill our bowels with compassion. Fill our mind with the mind of Christ, O Father. And help us to learn from Dr. Valentine, who gave his life for his fellow brothers and sisters, O God, because he loved Jesus. Abba, Father, we thank you for such martyrs of Christ who gave their life, oh Father, being convicted in their heart and their mind about the goodness of Christ, about their eternal home in heaven, and they were willing not to budge from the truth of the Word of God. I pray, give us the same courage, give us the same boldness, oh Lord, that we love our Lord, we love our Jesus, oh Father God, to an extent that we will be willing to, oh Lord, give it all unto you, Father. I pray today, O Father God, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the daily chores, I release your grace of love, of anointing of, and the power of God to be their portion, O Father God. Your great grace and glory will be, O Lord, with them, even right now. I pray for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies, into their mind, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, that by your wounds and by your stripes, your word tells us that we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day. And bye for now.